Give an update on Brian Dawkins. He told us he'd be forthcoming.
He'll be out for a few days, and then once he's ready to roll here, I wouldn't expect it to last too long. Certainly not anything devastating, but I'm not going to go into details about what it is and all the rest of that. But he'll be out for a few days.
Arm, leg.
Coach, at this point,
upper body contusion, lower body contusion,
somewhere above the ground.
This point of practice, day eight, or how do you gauge progress at this point with the little things the team's doing right now?
Well, we've made a lot of mistakes. I'm talking about in the first eight practices. So the things we're working on now are to directly correct the things that we haven't done well to this point. So the drill work we're doing early in practice is geared towards, fixing some of those things and giving our guys the same look that they made a mistake on the day before. And then we go out there and we put it into a team period where they don't know that it's going to come up, but it comes up. And you start to see them do it subconsciously without having to, be told in a drill setting. So, there's a lot of little things going on, a lot of guys that are getting better individually, and our groups are getting better, together as a team. So, every day is different. I've learned as a head coach, you never have a great practice when you want the offense and the defense to win. And, some periods are better for one side than the other. But right now, I think there's improvement, steady improvement every day.
How would Gaffney's role here be similar or different than what he may have done in New England?
It'll be very similar in that Jabbar is very unselfish, knows every spot on the field, could basically play any position, and does it well. So Gaff's kind of an ace in the hole in that, if something ever happens during the course of a game, you don't have to adjust five people. You can, adjust him, and he doesn't miss a beat. So very valuable player to have on your team. Really good football player, good route runner, great teammate. And again, he's brought all those things here to Denver.
Is Brandon going to be back anytime soon? Marshall?
When he's ready to go.
Is it too long? Devastating?
When he's ready. When he's ready.
Any update on Noshon?
No update on Noshon. We're working into the wee hours of the morning, and hopefully it'll be done soon. That's what we're hoping for.
Josh, Coach, describe tomorrow's practice a little bit at Invesco.
A lot of teamwork. Coaches off the field in the booth. So we're going to simulate as much as we can a game type of a setting and scenario for our players and our staff, because we haven't done this together yet. We don't want the first time that happens to be in San Francisco. So a lot of exciting things to go into practice tomorrow. There's some, there'll be some live contact and hitting. And we're all looking forward to going down there. And you usually, about this time in training camp, you get rejuvenated by going down there, putting the lights on, and being in the stadium. It's a fun thing for all of us. So everybody's looking forward to it, and I hope there's a good turnout, and hope we put on a good show.
Yep,
we're going to use the headset. Yep, we're going to do what we would do during the course of a game, just to go through that as a dry run and iron out some of the kinks and make sure that we're on the same page.
Are you going to be working off a script, or are you going to try and
some of it will be scripted, and then some of it will be just kind of play the situation as it goes. We'll give the people spotting the ball and all that, what they need to, where they need to put the ball, what the down the distance is, but we won't script everything. We're going to make our players, responsible to know the information that we put in up to this point. There's not going to be a big call sheet where we give it to them and say, here, it's only going to come from these. We want to see how they respond to that, and usually when you do that, the players are smarter to challenge.
Josh, this team struggled in the red zone last year, offensively and defensively. How confident are you going to be better in those areas?
I'm confident we're going to improve in the red area. To what degree, we'll find out, but offensively, we have a good plan and a structure in place that we're bringing here from New England that I feel very comfortable with, that's been very effective. And defensively, we got a good mixture of coverage and pressure and trying to be a little bit unpredictable down there and force them into passing situations as much as we can. That work really, we'll start, we're getting a lot of work at it now in practice, and we'll hopefully get a bunch of those reps in the preseason, just to kind of, you know, get our plan in place and let our players see how we're going to coach during the course of the game.
How much has Eddie Royal jumped out of you so far in
Yeah, he sticks out every day. Eddie's a very talented player. He's got a lot of ability, very smart, versatile. We move him all over the field. And he's responding to that role, you know, the way you would want him to.
Is he a West Walker?
He's an Eddie Royal type. I think, you know, hopefully you can be talking about Eddie Royal in that same breath. He's a different guy. Eddie can play outside. He can play inside. He's not a one spot, one position player, and he can do multiple things. He can return the ball, which he's going to do. So Eddie is very unselfish, wants to do what's best for the team, and has accepted his role and is doing a great job of it so far in training camp.
Because of his value in the offense, will you have him return punts and kicks? Or trying to restrict him in special teams?
No, the best guys we can put out there to return the ball, you know, we're going to return. He might not return every one of them. In either phase, but he's certainly one of the guys we're looking at. We've got a number of players that are competing for those spots, and Eddie certainly is looking forward to that too.
Josh, what is your punting situation stand right now?
Competitive situation. Brett's doing a nice job, and the young kid is getting, you know, Britton's getting better every day. That's going to be one of those things where we're going to let him kick in the preseason, and we're going to let him go through some pressure situations in practice, and then try to see if we can't duplicate some of those in the game and see how it plays out. But I think the competition has been great for both of them.
Yeah, how you can do that in preseason? You have one guy kick one game, or
we'll talk about that. We haven't gotten, you know, too far along there, and there's multiple ways to do it. You can do it in the same game, or you can choose games if you'd like. The problem with choosing games is, you know, what if you punt once in one game or twice in one game? And I know you guys are probably laughing at me saying we're only going to punt once in a preseason game, but you never know. You know, we certainly want to make sure it's fair. If it deserves to be that way, we're going to give each guy a chance and see if they can win the job.
Would you classify it as pretty close right now?
Thanks, Coach.
Yep. You
need to roll the ball.
Yep, you got it. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks.
You got it.
You bet.